This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Wednesday, June 15th. Well, we got the wheat markets really struggling on the upside. It's just we've seen about 2 weeks now where the market has been in a relatively narrow trading range, trading sideways as at the low end of this sell-off that we've had over the last month or so. So I think that the market is, you know, it's trying to stabilize here, but I think we're probably going to get another push down that will take out this trading range low. My guess is that it will be quick, maybe 2-3 days, and it could be fairly dramatic, but I think that will finally establish your seasonal low. I think as we move forward through the fall, demand is huge for grain in general, and we do have some threatening weather developing in the Midwest, certainly in the South for corn and beans, and if corn and beans take off, wheat clearly will follow as well. So I think that in the meantime, though, you know, the heat that has been hovering over the southern plains is shifting into the Midwest for a few days. Now, the GFS model has that high pressure ridge coming back to the south next week, whereas NOAA is suggesting that it may stick around a little bit more longer than that. So we'll see. The European model is suggesting or hinting that the heat could stick around in the Midwest as well. We'll just have to see how this all plays out. I think that, you know, obviously if the heat sticks around in the Midwest as we get into July, that is going to have a huge impact on yields for corn and soybeans. For right now, it's not that big of a deal, even though it is intense heat and there are heat advisories everywhere around the Midwest. The crop was in late because of far too much moisture. So the growing degree days will actually kind of help get this crop going. It's if you just continue to keep the heat on and you don't get the cooling temperatures at night that really starts to take a toll on the crops. So we're not quite there yet. And I think that's why the markets have basically kind of just been flat. Even though this heat is clearly there, it's if it gets into late June, if it gets into early July, that the heat is still lingering around the Midwest, then you have a big problem on your hands. Looking around the rest of the Northern Hemisphere for weather, Europe, we see France is still trending fairly dry. Germany is expected to get pretty decent rain over these next few days across most of their primary wheat areas. So that's kind of a mixed bag for Europe. They've been trending dry. It looks like yields will probably be at least a little bit lower than normal. We're still a couple weeks away from kind of wrapping up the growing season there. So there's not a lot of time left to salvage the crop or pump up some yield there. But again, pretty decent rains across Germany should help. And Germany is the EU's hard wheat producer. If you're going to get the high pro hard wheats, high quality wheat, it's going to come from Germany. So that's kind of a boost there as well. In the Black Sea, they started out gangbusters as far as growing conditions for both Ukraine and Russia. It has turned dry over the last couple of weeks, and the forecast continues to be dry, but it's also bringing in some pretty significant heat, especially in the southern region of Russia, which is where their exportable supplies come from. So that's something we're keeping an eye on as well. Beginning of the season, Russia was talking about an 85 million ton crop, which is just massive. I think we're far below that at this point. I think USDA has about 81. That's probably being whittled down as we speak again. So we don't look for the bin buster that they were looking for. It's still going to be a big crop, most likely. The challenge, obviously, out of the Black Sea is getting it exported. And that's a huge problem. So we don't expect to see a lot of relief as far as world supplies coming from the Black Sea. It'll be intermittent. It'll be slow and steady out of Ukraine. Russia will try to export as much as they can, considering that, you know, they've got to trade in the ruble and that they can only sail their own vessels because no one will insure other vessels. So that's a challenge, obviously. So we'll just have to see how that plays out. But from a weather perspective, they are seeing some conditions that are whittling down their production prospects. Argentina, of course, wrapping up their winter wheat planting, they've been trending dry as well, and it continues for the next week at least. So it's likely that their winter wheat crop will go into dormancy, not in the greatest of shape. We're not hearing that it's horrible, but it's not as well established as we typically would see. In Australia, I think they're fine. It looks like they too should be wrapping up their planting season in pretty good shape. They've had decent moisture, and it looks like they've got a little bit more moisture coming. So they should be sitting fairly well as they head into their dormant period. So it's all about weather and the war, of course. Things are looking, a little sketchy for Ukraine in the war, unfortunately. But we'll just have to see how that plays out. I think in the bigger picture, that war is not ending soon, so it keeps those supplies difficult to access. We're not going to get relief from India. Europe will be leaned on heavily for wheat supplies and some corn, but they're not going to be able to satisfy world demand. They're going to have to come to the U.S., which with this break in prices that we've had has made us very competitive, but the dollar keeps rallying on us, so that kind of keeps us pushed onto the back burner as far as demand goes. But eventually they're going to have to come here for Northern Hemisphere supplies. There's just really very little other choice. So I think once we get past the harvest pressure, which really should just be around the corner, maybe in a week, I'm targeting mid-June and we are here, so I think that we're going to hit that fairly soon. As we work our way through the late summer and into the fall, I think that the wheat markets have pretty good prospect for moving higher. And then it just depends what kind of Southern Hemisphere production we get that gives some relief to the world supply situation. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.